cap. 19 desserts part I-sugar MS 93, 1901 525. Sugar is not good for the stomach. It causes fermentation, and this clouds the brain and brings peevishness into the disposition. CD 327.1, 1905, MH 302, 5-6. Far too much sugar is ordinarily used in food. Cakes, sweet puddings, pastries, jellies, jams, are active causes of indigestion. Especially harmful are the custards and puddings in which milk, eggs, and sugar are the chief ingredients. The free use of milk and sugar taken together should be avoided. See Milk and Sugar negative 533, 536, use only a little in fruit canning negative 476, a little sugar permissible negative 550, CD 327.2, 1870, to T 369, 370, 5-7. Sugar clogs the system. It hinders the working of the living machine. CD 327.3. There was one case in Montcalm County, Michigan, to which I will refer. The individual was a noble man. He stood 6 feet, and was of fine appearance. I was called to visit him in his sickness. I had previously conversed with him in regard to his manner of living. "I do not like the looks of your eyes," said I. He was eating large quantities of sugar. I asked him why he did this. He said that he had left off meat, and did not know what would supply its place as well as sugar. His food did not satisfy him, simply because his wife did not know how to cook. CD 327.4. Some of you sent your daughters, who had nearly grown to womanhood, to school to learn the sciences before they know how to cook, when this should be made of the first importance. Here was a woman who did not know how to cook. She had not learned how to prepare healthful food. The wife and mother was deficient in this important branch of education, and as the result, poorly cooked food not being 328 sufficient to sustain the demands of the system, sugar was eaten immoderately, which brought on a diseased condition of the entire system. This man's life was sacrificed unnecessarily to bad cooking. CD 327.5. When I went to see the sick man, I tired to tell them as well as I could how to manage, and soon he began slowly to improve. But he imprudently exercised his strength when not able, ate a small amount not of the right quality, and was taken down again. This time there was no help for him. His system appeared to be a living mass of corruption. He died a victim to poor cooking. He tried to make sugar supply the place of good cooking, and it only made matters worse. CD 328.1. I frequently sit down to the tables of the brethren and sisters, and see that they use a great amount of milk and sugar. These clog the system, irritate the digestive organs, and affect the brain. Anything that hinders the active motion of the living machinery, affects the brain very directly. And from the light given me, sugar, when largely used, is more injurious than meat. These changes should be made cautiously, and the subject should be treated in a manner not calculated to disgust and prejudice those whom we would teach and help. Sweetbreads and crackers negative 410, 507, 508, CD 328.2, R and H, January 7, 1902 528. We should not be prevailed upon to take anything into the mouth that will bring the body into an unhealthy condition, no matter how much we like it. Why question mark hyphen hyphen because we are God's property. You have a crown to win, a heaven to gain, and a hell to shun. Then for Christ's sake, I ask you, will you have the light shine before you in clear and distinct rays, and then turn away from it and say, I love this, and I love that? God calls upon every one of you to begin to plan, to cooperate with God in His great care and love, to elevate, ennoble, and sanctify the whole soul, body, and spirit, that we may be workers together with God. CD 328.3. It is better to let sweet things alone. Let alone those sweet dessert dishes that are placed on the table. You do not need them. You want a clear mind to think after God's order. See part I, cake, pastry, and puddings candy not to be given infants negative 346 329 CD 328.4 sale of knickknacks on the campground letter 25A, 1889-529. Years ago I had a testimony of reproof for the managers in our camp meetings bringing upon the ground and selling to our people cheese and other hurtful things, and presenting candies for sale when I was laboring to instruct the young and old to put the money they had expended for candy in the missionary box and thus teach their children self-denial. CD 329.1 MS 87, 1908 530. Light has been given me in regard to the foods provided at our camp meetings. Foods are sometimes brought onto the campground which are not in keeping with the principles of health reform. CD 329.2 If we are to walk in the light God has given us, we must educate our people, old and young, to dispense with these foods that are eaten merely for the indulgence of appetite. Our children should be taught to deny themselves of such unnecessary things as candies, gum, ice cream, and other knickknacks, that they may put the money saved by their self-denial into the self-denial box, of which there should be one in every home. By this means large and small sums would be saved for the cause of God. CD 329.3 Not a few of our people need instruction in regard to the principles of health reform. There are various confections that have been invented by manufacturers of health foods, and recommended as perfectly harmless, but I have a different testimony to bear concerning them. They are not truly healthful, and their use should not be encouraged. We need to keep more strictly to a simple diet of fruits, nuts, grains, and vegetables. CD 329.4 Let not foods or confectionery be brought upon our campground that will counterwork the light given our people on health reform. Let us not gloss over the temptation to indulge appetite, by saying that the money received from the sale of such things is to be used to meet the expenses of a good work. All such temptation to self-indulgence should be firmly resisted. Let us not persuade ourselves to 330 do that which is unprofitable to the individual under the pretext that good will come of it. Let us individually learn what it means to be self-denying, yet healthful, active missionaries. CD 329.5 Sugar in Ellen G. White's Diet Letter 5, 1875-131. Everything is plain yet wholesome because it is not merely thrown together in a haphazard manner. We had no sugar on our table. Our sauce, which is our dependence, is apples, baked or stewed, sweetened as is required before being put upon the table. CD 330.1 Letter 1, 1873-532. We have always used a little milk and some sugar. This we had never denounced, either in our writings or in our preaching. We believe cattle will become so much diseased that these things will yet be discarded. But the time has not yet come for sugar and milk to be wholly abolished from our tables. CD 330.2 Part II-Milk and Sugar 1872 T 368, 369, 533. Now in regard to milk and sugar, I know of persons who have become frightened at the health reform, and said they would have nothing to do with it, because it has spoken against the free use of these things. Changes should be made with great care, and we should move cautiously and wisely. We want to take that course which will recommend itself to the intelligent men and women of the land. Large quantities of milk and sugar eaten together are injurious. They impart impurities to the system. Animals from which milk is obtained are not always healthy. They may be diseased. A cow may be apparently well in the morning and die before night. Then she was diseased in the morning, and her milk was diseased, but you did not know it. The animal creation is diseased. Flesh meats are diseased. Could we know that animals were in perfect health, I would recommend that people eat flesh meats sooner than large quantities of milk and sugar. It would 331 not do the injury that milk and sugar do. Sugar clogs the system. It hinders the working of the living machine. CD 330.3 1872 T 370, 534. I frequently sit down to the tables of the brethren and sisters, and see that they use a great amounts of milk and sugar. These clog the system, irritate the digestive organs, and affect the brain. For context see 527 CD 331.1 CTBH 57 1890 CH 154, 535. Some use milk and a large amount of sugar on mush, thinking that they are carrying out health reform. But the sugar and milk combined are liable to cause fermentation in the stomach, and are thus harmful. CD 331.2-19-05-MH3025-36. Especially harmful are the custards and puddings in which milk, eggs, and sugar are the chief ingredients. The free use of milk and sugar taken together should be avoided. Ice cream -530, 540 cake eaten with milk or lard cream -550 to CD 331.3 part II-pie, cake, pastry, pudding spec. Test. On education, October, 1893 defeated to 7537. The desserts which take so much time to prepare are, many of them, detrimental to health. CD 331.4 Temptation to Overindulgence Letter 73A, 1896-538. At too many tables, when the stomach has received all that it requires to properly carry on its work of nourishing the system, another course, consisting of pies, puddings, and highly flavored sauces, is placed upon the table. Many, though they have already eaten enough, will overstep the bounds, and eat the tempting dessert, which, however, proves anything but good for them. If the extras which are provided for dessert were dispensed with altogether, it would be a blessing. 330 to CD 331.5-1864 SP. Gifts IV, 130-539. Because it is the fashion, in harmony with morbid appetite, rich cake, pies, and puddings, and every hurtful thing, are crowded into the stomach. The table must be loaded down with a variety, or the depraved appetite cannot be satisfied. In the morning, these slaves to appetite often have impure breath, and a furred tongue. They do not enjoy health, and wonder why they suffer with pains, headaches, and various ills. CD 332.1-1865-H2L, Chapter 1. Page 53-540. The human family had indulged an increasing desire for rich food, until it has become a fashion to crowd all the delicacies possible into the stomach. Especially at parties of pleasure is the appetite indulged with but little restraint. Rich dinners and late suppers are partaken of, consisting of highly seasoned meats with rich gravies, rich cakes, pies, ice cream, etc. CD 332.2-1865-H2L, Chapter 1, page 54-541. Because it is fashion, many who are poor and dependent upon their daily labor, will be to the expense of preparing different kinds of rich cakes, preserves, pies, and a variety of fashionable food for visitors, which only injure those who partake of them, when, at the same time, they need the amount thus expended to purchase clothing for themselves and children. This time occupied in cooking food to gratify the taste at the expense of the stomach should be devoted to the moral and religious instruction of their children. For context, see 128 Rich Foods Create Desire for Stimulants -203 CD 332.3. Not a part of a healthful, nourishing diet. YI, May 31, 1894, 542. Many understand how to make different kinds of cakes, but cake is not the best food to be placed upon the table. Sweet cakes, sweet puddings, and custards will disorder the digestive organs, and why should we tempt those who surround the table by placing such articles before them? 333 CD 332.4-1872 T400-543. Flesh meats and rich cakes and pies prepared with spices of any kind are not the most healthful and nourishing diet. CD 333.1-91, 1898-544. The desserts that are taken in the form of custards are liable to do more harm than good. Fruit, if it can be obtained, is the best article of food. CD 333.2-1905-MH3025-45. Far too much sugar is ordinarily used in food. Cakes, sweet puddings, pastries, jellies, jams, are active causes of indigestion. Especially harmful are the custards and puddings in which milk, eggs, and sugar are the chief ingredients. The free use of milk and sugar taken together should be avoided. CD 333.3 Letter 135, 1902-546. Let those who advocate health reform strive earnestly to make it all that they claim it is. Let them discard everything detrimental to health. Use simple, wholesome food. Fruit is excellent, and saves much cooking. Discard rich pastries, cakes, desserts, and other dishes prepared to tempt the appetite. Eat fewer kinds of food.